Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877 DOCDALI. So you remember the group Wilson Phillips? Were they the ones that go, someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye? Yeah. So Carrie Wilson of Wilson Phillips, who I think was related to the Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas, right? And then there was Mackenzie Phillips. A little bit before my time, but still interesting. But famed singer Carrie Wilson has admitted that her doctor told her not to use Ozempic, and she was too scared to try the weight loss drug. She's 55 years old, and she has revealed that she has been able to drop 40 pounds. Now, many people thought that she used weight loss drugs, but she shut down those rumors, saying that her doctor issued a severe caution against relying on treatments like Ozempic in order to slim down. She said she was too scared for any side effects, GI side effects. My doctor warned me, and she told Fox News this. She said, this is an option if you want to do it, but I'm warning you that it has not been around enough for the way many people are using this, and that is for weight loss, meaning the medication has been used for diabetes, but in terms of weight loss, yeah. So she, in 1993, had weighed about 300 pounds. She underwent two surgical procedures, one in 1999 and 2012. She was able to slim down to 200 pounds. But when it came to her most recent drug or weight loss, she has denied any suggestions that drugs are behind it. She admitted that while there shouldn't be a stigma against weight loss drugs, she was personally too fearful of the potential side effects that came with the use of the trendy medicine. So she explained that her doctor offered up the drug because she was pre-diabetic, but he also told her that there have been side effects, and so she didn't want to take a chance. Now, interestingly, you know, she had a gastric bypass surgery in 1999, and then she went to the lap band surgery in 2012. And if you look at a timeline of weight loss procedures, you know, gastric bypass, probably one of the most invasive Roux-en-Y procedures where we move around the hoses and the digestive tract and remove certain, it's a pretty, it was pretty intense. That was done a lot in the 90s. I remember training under a bariatric surgeon, and this was before other forms like lap band came out. Lap band is where you put a band around the stomach to minimize the size of it and to shrink it temporarily and mechanically. But then many individuals started gaining the weight back. They had issues with the lap band. It's a foreign body in your body. The body rejected it. And so what started to surpass the lap band surgery was the gastric sleeve. And the gastric sleeve is where the droopy stomach part, the pouch of the stomach, that doesn't have anything to do with the connections between the esophagus and the small intestine, those get to be still pristine, nobody touched, unmolested, but the droopy part of the stomach gets removed, closed, so you end up having a smaller stomach, smaller pouch, and losing weight. And many people have done really, really well in the gastric sleeve. But have I seen people gain weight? Absolutely. Absolutely. So now, we have these Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy, Zepbound. Wegovy and Zepbound are the Ozempic, Mounjaro respective counterparts for weight loss, and it's not working on everybody. I think about 10 to 15% of people are reporting they don't lose any weight with it. Tracy Morgan said he gained 40 pounds while on the medication. But 80 to 85% of people are saying, you know what? I'm doing good on it. Why? Well, it's making them feel full. But what I think is happening for most people is they're feeling sick. The medication makes you feel nauseous. Your body does that when it doesn't want any more food, when we slow down the movement of the bowels. A lot of people are having horrible constipation. They're having abdominal pain. They're having nausea. They're vomiting after they eat. Okay, we don't want to turn you bulimic. Bulimia is where you're purging after you eat. People mix up bulimia and anorexia. Anorexia is where you don't eat. Bulimia is where you eat. You still put the food in your mouth, but then you throw it up or you use laxatives. And bulimic patients tend to be of higher weight and oftentimes still struggle with obesity because they still get the food in them and the taste and the calories, and it's a mindset. You know, anorexics, not very healthy either, and can be dangerous, deadly. But their weight loss is a little bit more different and more severe because they just don't eat. And so we're trying to use these medications to limit our eating, which helps. But a big problem people are doing is they're eating the wrong foods. I mean, if you're going to be losing weight, you need to tell yourself it's going to be fish and vegetables and complex carbs and fiber. Now, how do I do that without craving other things? Well, if you're going to do that, there's medications to help the craving. That's not what people are doing. They're like, you know what? I want to have a steak. I want to have strawberry pie. I want to have mashed potatoes. I just don't want to eat a lot of it. So I'm going to take this shot so I eat less. Well, what happens when you kind of starve yourself and you eat less? What does your body do? Well, if you keep it up and you exercise and you keep your muscle up, you might lose some weight. But your body may slow down its metabolism. If you're only eating one meal a day, then it's going to say, guys, this is the only food and nourishment we're getting for a while. Suck it all in. And so you need to, there's, I think, a choreography, there's an art to this. That if you do it, you still should be eating your small meals. They should be very balanced, very healthy. You should be exercising, keeping your muscle up, such that when you do go off the drugs, and 90% of people will have to go off the medication eventually because we just don't have data for lifelong, and we don't have the money, and we don't have the supply to keep people on it lifelong. They hopefully will be in the habit of eating those small meals, exercising, keeping their muscle up, and making the right food choices. But unfortunately, people gain the weight right back because they go back to old habits. And that's what we have to be careful of. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So have you ever eaten a Lunchable? Those little yellow, sometimes they're different colors. They're a little pack. They often come on sale, four for $5 or $4. And they have some crackers, they have some cheese, processed, and a processed meat, ham, turkey, pepperoni. And some of them are advertised in a bright yellow school bus little pack. And they're put next to the snack packs and other sorts of things that you use for kids and kids grab. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, do I really want kids eating processed cheese and processed meat? But they're called Lunchables. They're made small for like a child to eat. Although sometimes I've used those for lunch to keep my calories down. Do I lose weight on them? No. But we might need to rethink about our kids or ourselves eating these. Because Consumer Reports, a consumer advocacy group, tested 12 store-bought versions of Lunchables, which are made by Kraft Heinz, along with other lunch and snack kits. And get this, they found high levels of lead and cadmium in the Lunchable kits. Now, cadmium is a chemical. It could affect the kidney, our skeleton, our respiratory systems. And it is classified as a human carcinogen, according to the World Health Organization. This is being reported by KLAS News 8 Las Vegas. We do not have a safe level of that for kids, I don't believe. And these Lunchables are known to contain lead. We don't have a safe level for lead in children, according to the CDC. And then what about the sodium level? Well, the reason why these things are yummy, because there's salt. There's salt on the crackers, there's salt in the meat, and there's salt on the cheese. The sodium levels in the kits range from 460 milligrams to 740 milligrams per serving. That is nearly a quarter to a half of a child's daily recommended limit for sodium. All but one of them had phthalates. Phthalates are chemicals found in plastic that could be linked to reproductive issues, diabetes, cancer, because it's in that little plastic thing. When testing the Lunchable kits distributed by schools under the National School Lunch Program, Consumer Reports found the sodium levels in these kits, which have large portions of meat, are higher than the store-bought versions. The school version of the turkey and the cheddar Lunchable had 930 milligrams of sodium. The Lunchable pizza kit, had 700 milligrams of sodium. Okay, that's not cool. A spokesperson for Kraft Heinz and Lunchable Products says it provides a good source of protein and offers nutrients through meat and cheeses. They say we've taken great steps to improve the nutrition profile of Lunchables. They actually reduced the sodium of the crackers by 26%. Spokesperson said all our foods meet strict safety standards that we happily feed to our own families. We are proud of Lunchables and stand by the quality and integrity that goes into them. Well, Consumer Reports has started a petition calling on the United States Department of Agriculture to remove the Lunchables food kit from the National School Lunch Program. The petition had more than 12,000 signatures as of Tuesday night. So, Director of Food Policy at Consumer Reports said Lunchables are not a healthy option for kids. Shouldn't be allowed on the menu as part of the National School Lunch Program. So, you know, where we're at now is we have gotten so used to these packaged foods, cereal for breakfast, or Pop-Tarts or whatever, Lunchables for lunch, fast food for dinner, that our kids are just not getting fresh food. And we're reminding people, well, why don't you get some celery sticks? Why don't you get some carrots? Why don't you get some cheese sticks? Well, depending on what you're buying and where you're buying them from, there could be plastics and phthalates and things like that. How do we give our kids food that's fresh and isn't full of all the crap? I mean, we might need to start storing things in glass or stainless steel. We might have to figure out how to do farm to fresh to table quicker, but I don't see that changing. Food is getting expensive. And if you start to add glass containers or stainless steel containers to food, it's just going to get more expensive. If you try to, you know, bring farm to student, you know, you'll see a farmer's market. I see kids, they're not that excited about it. They see vegetables, they walk away. I'm going, ooh, these are fresh vegetables? Whoa. But that doesn't interest kids. What excites kids is the yellow packaging. The funny shapes. You got these circles, these meat in perfect circles. You got the cheese in little rectangles. They like shapes. They make it look like a toy, like that shape toy where you try to stick a circle and a star and it doesn't fit, so you have to figure out the shapes and how to put them in. Cool toy, but we're making food look like toys. And, you know, I'm a sucker for it. If there is Lucky Charms and I see the rainbow marshmallow or the shamrock, I will pick those out and eat them. Because they're cute, they look like candy. I need to stop it. And so I didn't know that these things were given out in schools. Now, one issue schools had is Michelle Obama tried to make a healthier school lunch program, and nobody was eating the lunches. You saw garbages full of food, which is probably just heartbreaking when you know there's so many other countries starving. And our school-age kids are like, nope, I'm going to throw these out, and I'm going to buy a soda from the vending machine or go off campus and get some pizza. We have to figure out how to get kids off of this crap and eat healthier. But when I went to school, did we really have fresh food? I remember we had Sloppy Joe, which I think was heated up. I don't know if the Sloppy Joe was made fresh. I remember the fish sticks were frozen. I didn't like fish. I didn't like fish sticks, but I remember them being frozen. I remember there were chicken sticks that were frozen. I remember the hamburger seemed like it was frozen. It wasn't, we weren't getting fresh food. I'd like to change that. And I would like to see less chemicals go into our kids' bodies. And we wonder why we have obesity and cancer and all sorts of things. You know, we have a younger generation of people getting colon cancer and rectal cancer. Well, if they've been eating this crap since they were two, and no wonder. And so, I think mom and dad eating healthy, breast milk, taking fresh carrots and making the carrot puree for the babies, teaching kids how to make smoothies with fresh vegetables, how to naturally sweeten things with fruits, how to cook, get some poultry and cook it, or fish. We could be teaching in school, we could be teaching it in the homes. And I understand every now and then, grabbing a burger. I get that. I had to do that with my kids. But we really need to instill a much healthier way of doing things. And these companies, they know how to package them. These Lunchables and these yellow kits. I like the ones that are black that have the pepperoni and the fancier cheese and then the fancier crack. I don't know. It's a little bit more. It's still processed. You're eating pepperoni. How is pepperoni? And by the way, why are we putting pepperoni on our pizza? I'm sorry, but I mean, come on. What is healthy about pepperoni? Hey, I love the taste. I like it on my pizza, but do you really need it? Do you need the calories? Do you need the fat? Do you need the chemicals? See, I have colon cancer in the family on both sides. That's why I've had so many colonoscopies because, I am so at risk. And so I look at foods. When I look at foods, I can almost see and count, the crap I'm putting into my system. Not to mention, are kids pooping well? Are they running around outside, getting a lot of fiber, drinking a lot of water, and then potting? Or are they sitting on a couch, constipating, playing video games all day? We really have to be a lot more assertive and aggressive in terms of making sure our kids eat healthy. 1-877-DOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Many parts of the southern U.S. grappling with severe storm damage and tornadoes, including twisters reported in Louisiana and Texas Wednesday. High winds, hail, and heavy rain drenched and pelted communities all across the south. Also, the start of Thursday morning's PGA Masters golf tournament delayed due to bad weather. Officials with Augusta National say it was pushed to 9 a.m. Eastern. Break me off a piece of that Krispy Kreme donut?
Krispy Kreme is unveiling three fresh flavors of Kit Kat donuts for a limited period. Donuts and candy enthusiasts alike can select from the Kit Kat Cookie Dream Donut, the Kit Kat Salted Caramel Brownie Donut, and the Kit Kat Crunch Donut.
The list of charges filed against Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been released in connection with that hit-and-run crash he caused on a Dallas interstate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we told you to not look at the solar eclipse, we meant it. Don't look at the sun. And, you know, I didn't have any sun. I didn't have glasses. So what I did was I went into selfie mode with my phone, and I had the phone look at the sun for me. And I looked at my phone. Maybe not ideal. And I don't think I saw enough of what I needed to see. It was really bright, so I couldn't see it. But if you didn't have glasses or you didn't have the right glasses, you could really hurt your eyes. It's called solar retinopathy. Well, the number of people searching Google after Monday's solar eclipse, skyrocketed for people looking up eye-related injuries. One doctor in New York City said she treated a surge of patients whose eyes were hurting. She said, I had several patients coming and panicking saying, I don't want to go blind. And she said, I couldn't believe it. This was Dr. Jeanette Nishawat. Said, I couldn't believe it. People actually looked at the eclipse without protection. Now, we have been warning you for days and weeks. But some people were like, oh, where is it? Really now? And they forget. You can get serious permanent damage. The sun's rays could burn the retina, damage the macula, which is part of the retina at the back of the eye that is responsible for central vision. And so we know people injured themselves because Google searches for hurt eyes, why do my eyes hurt after the eclipse, rose. And, in terms of national figures, CDC told Fox News that the National Center for Health Statistics does not have the data yet, but, some people treated them. I had people who said their eyes were burning, and I'm like, guys, come on, you needed to, and it could be reversible. Some people might respond and be okay. It all depends. But other people, if they damage their retina, you can't get that back. Your retina doesn't heal. Now, what are some other symptoms? Headaches, blurred vision, nausea. There was some anxiety about it. And so, there's not really a lot we could do. Now, I know some people are like, well, give me eye drops. Well, antibiotic eye drops are good for infection. It doesn't necessarily mean you got an infection when you got solar retinopathy. Steroid eye drops might not get to the retina. That's, again, these are eye drops for the conjunctiva, the front of the eye, the white of the eye. So we have, or the covering of the front of the eye. So if you are experiencing any eye pain, for the love of the Lord, get an eye doctor to see you. Make sure they follow up on you and protect your eyes. Now, I don't always wear sunglasses. I don't like wearing glasses. I've worn glasses since I was a kid. I don't like things on my face. They just feel heavy to me. I also don't think I could see as well in them because it cuts out the light. But now that things are getting sunnier and we're going into the summer, you really need to think about protecting your eyes. Make sure you have UV protection as much as possible because our eyes do get hurt and wore down from the sun. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't think abortion is going to be as big an issue in this election as people are making it, because I don't think anybody really supports a national abortion ban. I don't think the federal government should be involved. And what's interesting, the reason why I'm kind of positive, trust me, people are going to make it a big deal. They're going to try to make it a big deal. But I think the voters are going to be voting this election more about the border, the economy, if they really like Biden or Trump more. But Donald Trump, even though the media keeps saying, he's going to limit abortions, he says he's not going to sign a national abortion ban. Now, I don't know if he made that promise in an earlier presidential race, but he says he's not doing it now. So there was a statement released in which Trump said states and voters should decide. It's not a national issue. And then when a reporter asked him, when he was on a tarmac Wednesday in Atlanta, they said, would you sign a national ban? He said, no. So remember, what Roe v. Wade did, which legal scholars have said, if you really read it, it is said that the federal government cannot ban abortion and the federal government cannot honor it. It's not a constitutional thing. Ending the life of a fetus is not a political thing. It's not a constitutional thing. It's from a federal standpoint. The states could decide what they want to do, but we're out, as it should be. The average taxpayer doesn't want to be involved in it. I have always been of the thinking that this needs to be between the doctor and the patient. and it could be done very easily between the doctor and the patient. This is ending the life of your baby or your fetus, depending on how you want to look at it. That's a big decision. And there could be fallout from going through with the pregnancy, medical fallout. There could be medical fallout from the abortion. You might endure trauma for life, depending on the decision you make and how you make it. And so it's not easy. And that decision, I don't think, should ever be made willy-nilly or by a politician. If you are considering abortion, you need to speak to the father of the baby. You need to, you know, talk to your family for support and talk to your medical provider. And that's it. There shouldn't be laws, you know, going back and forth. There shouldn't be taxpayers paying for it. It's kind of private. You shouldn't have to walk into a pharmacy saying, I need these medicines, and lose privacy for that. The doctor can hand you the medications or could perform the procedure, however you wish to go. And then we leave everybody else out of it. Somehow we started to drag in everybody, as well as funding. Congress gives Planned Parenthood money. Planned Parenthood performs abortions. Where did that come from? It's between the doctor and the patient. We're trying to keep doctors out of everything. Maybe we need to bring the doctors back. And doctors want to have conversations with patients so they understand what they're about to do and make sure they're comfortable with it. And then to also be there for support after. When you provide an abortion and you perform it, is anybody checking on the mom 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 4 years later? No. It's okay. Just come in for your follow-up. You want to make sure everything's fine. You're good. All right. See ya. All done. Now, a doctor knows what to do. They know how to counsel them. Counsel. They know how to perform it. They know how to provide services for those who didn't realize that they had other options than abortion. And they know how to provide the support after it's done. But there's a process that has to happen. And we've gotten so obsessed with, okay, well, we want the feds involved, but we don't want them to ban it. If the Roe v. Wade overturned and the Supreme Court says, no, feds are out of it, that's kind of a good thing. Keep government away from something that is medical and private. But once we start, you know, going, oh, yeah, you don't even have to, it starts to bring other people in, especially when you make taxpayers pay for it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877, sorry, I have to sneeze. Oh my gosh, my allergies are horrible. Okay, good, sneeze isn't coming yet. But when it does, Lord have mercy. All right, EV, electric vehicle anxiety. I'm sick of talking about these electric vehicles, but man, it keeps coming back in the news over and over and over again. And these states are doubling down on these mandates and on these bans of fuel cars. People are saying, Dr. Dahlia, once you get an electric vehicle, you're going to love it. Oh, I know I would like it. If I'm going to be dropping 40 to 50 grand on something, you bet your butt I'm going to force myself to like it. It's electric. It's cool. It's new. It's tech.
I could charge and not have to go to a gas station. But the problem is you're not convincing the average middle-income to low-income family member and American that that is the safest and most practical way to go in the coming, you know, next few years. So this was interesting. There was a video of a tech influencer who is not very, very happy with the whole electric vehicle thing. And in fact, he's warning not to get a Tesla. He says in a clip, he's a technology commentator, Tech by Antrell. He said, "We are literally out here fighting for our lives for chargers." Now, he's in Los Angeles. He has a Tesla. He was at a supercharging station at the time of his video. And he said the station was under-equipped. There were only 5 or 6 chargers, 2 designated for handicapped use, which means 2 couldn't be used, and there were only 3 or 4. He said there are literally 6 or 7 Teslas waiting to charge a car. They're going to have to fight because they don't know how to form a proper line. They skip each other. And most drivers occupy that charger for 45 minutes or until their batteries are full. So if you do the math, you are going to be sitting there in line for an hour and a half. Is that something the average American could do if they have to go to work? If they have a doctor's appointment, if they have a kid to pick up from school? Now, people said, excuse me, you know, why don't you just charge it at home? Well, the average person doesn't have a charger at home. One, they're expensive. It's a few grand. 2 is they might be in an apartment where you park on the street. I've lived in L.A. I had to park on the street. There aren't chargers on the street. You parallel park and you try to fit your car into wherever parking you have. You can. Antrell drives a Tesla Model Y, one of the top-end versions. It's supposed to have a 285-mile-per-hour range. But he says his car still dies every day. Even though he got a premium electric vehicle, he says his car still dies every day, and I'm over it. Well, the more you charge it, just like an iPhone, the quicker your battery goes through. So Tesla offers 3 ways to charge a home. You got a mobile connector, a wall connector, a universal wall connector. Installation of the equipment costs a few grand. Although there are some electricians that'll do it for you, where you buy the connector and then I think it costs like $500. And then you know, if you have Tesla do it, it's like a $2,000 package. But if you hire an electrician, you could save some money. I don't know. You guys know more about that than I. But several other people have pointed out that charging is, eating up the battery life. A smartphone battery drains faster with heavy use. A Tesla's range can also shrink well below its advertised miles. If it's cold, if you're going uphill, if you're driving fast on a highway, the battery depletes quickly. I've had laptops that said I had 4 hours left. 40 minutes later, I'm out. It said I had 4 hours left. So one reason, probably the big hesitating factor for me, even though I could probably put the money into a charger, get a car loan to buy one, is what if I want to sell it? How do you sell a used Tesla or a used electric vehicle? The resale values drop because nobody wants a used battery. Okay, now I have a Corvette. It's a used Corvette. I love it. I bought it used. I don't see myself ever selling it, but if I have to sell it, I think I'm going to still get some pretty decent trade-in value for it. I don't know about a Tesla. I don't know about... Everybody says, oh, yeah, it'll be fine. That's not what I'm hearing. Used electric vehicles drop. And another thing that people are concerned about is there's such a push to get electric vehicles on the market that electric vehicles are going to slowly get cheaper. Some of these 60,000 electric vehicles are going to be sold for 50. Well, there were a lot of people that jumped on it early, and they're like, I'm paying on a loan for a $60,000 car that in a year or two is only going to be 40 grand, which means if they try to resell it, battery or not, it's not worth what they paid. They paid high price. You know, it's interesting. I remember in the 80s when VCRs came out, and there was a video my parents wanted to buy, and they spent $89 on that VCR tape. And I was like, whoa, where did you guys get the money? I mean, you know, we don't have a lot of money, and you spent that on that tape, but they really liked that movie. They said they were going to play it a lot. They figured they'd get their money back. Well, then, I mean, VCR, you could get movies for $5.99, and then you could rent movies for 99 cents later. But they were the first people to run out and buy one, and they spent too much. So as new cars come on the market, the car that you bought last year or 2 years ago is not going to be worth what it was. That's a problem. And it's ticking people off. So if there's not enough chargers, they're going to have to do something. I mean, I don't understand how these politicians and everybody mandating it is not realizing that people live in apartments. They might have a home. I mean, we know that Biden has a garage because that's where he keeps his confidential classified records, documents, right, from his vice presidency. The average person doesn't have a garage or a side house or that, you know, it's not easy. And there's a lot of anxiety. And they keep in the news saying we're going to go electric vehicle. And I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to raise the anxiety. But why aren't they slowing this down? When I have people tell me, I don't want to do this. And everybody says, well, you know, what about smartphones? People like the smartphones. That was different. You could have a smartphone when you lived in an apartment. You could charge your smartphone in an apartment. You don't have to wait in line for an hour or two to get your car running again. If there's a power outage, you could charge your phone in your car. But if there's a power outage and your car needs power, you can't drive your car out of the city. This is way different. Very different. And the other thing, too, is if you go back to the horse argument, people said, well, when there were horses and we brought cars, you know, people were hesitant on the buying cars. The difference with that is you could still keep your horse. They didn't ban horses. You could still get a horse if you wanted to. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.